Assalamu alaikum. So we're up to episode 7 in learning how to bring in the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics and attributes of Allah into our daily lives. As we've been embarking together on this journey of understanding how we can bring in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives, we've learned how to connect with some of those characteristics and attributes that can really bring peace and harmony and tranquility into our homes. Today we're going to speak about the next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mu'min. When we look at the word Al-Mu'min, we understand it to be translated in many different ways. And as we said previously, the Arabic language is very rich, where each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have more than one meaning. But Al-Mu'min is most often translated as the faithful, or the one who protects faith, the one who gives a sense of security. When we talk about faithfulness in our marriages, in our home, in our family relationships, we often equate that word of faithfulness with trust. And we often equate unfaithfulness with a betrayal of trust. Now, many times when we think of the betrayal of trust, we may think of the hardest or most difficult type of betrayal, which would be being unfaithful in the relationship, which would be looking at someone outside of the relationship, interacting emotionally with someone outside of the relationship, someone of the opposite gender. But when we talk about trust, it's the foundation upon which so much else is built in the relationship, in the marriage relationship. And what that foundation means is that it becomes the bedrock of the relationship. How can you bring trust to build faithfulness in the relationship? How can you develop that trust and faithfulness in your marriage? One of the best ways to do so is to really ensure that whenever you are interacting with someone outside of the marriage, ask yourself, is this something I can share with my spouse? If you are posting something online, if someone is posting something online to you, if you are sending an email, if you're sending a text message, if you're receiving a text message or an email, ask yourself, if I showed this to my spouse, will my spouse have any issue with it? Ask yourself, are you being faithful? Another element of being faithful, of course, is understood in terms of iman. And that faith is the faith that's anchored in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman, that belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all planners and the greatest of all guides. Having that type of faith, that iman billah, in your relationship, in your marriage, being something that you consistently live out together, is another surefire way to ensure constant faithfulness in the marriage, to ensure that there is trust, to ensure that that foundation is there. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us all to have that sense of iman in all that we do. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our spouses, protects our marriages, protects our families. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us in this month of Ramadan. Jazakumullahu khair. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, inshallah, as we move into the next name of the 99 names of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.